It's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
From the Four Hoes Podcast.
Welcome back, hoes.
You need to do that again because I said I said something.
Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, I was going to say that you didn't even laugh at my title that I put in the Zencastle.
Oh, yeah. Like we've said before, this podcast, we don't live near each other except for last week. We were together. But usually it's just kind of a phone call podcast where you're just sort of listening in on a phone call between two brothers talking about random shit. But anyways, we have to use a website, and Jacob's username, you pick a new username each time, and he picked Climax. Like, ew.
No, the reason why I picked that because when we were filming our last podcast with our mom, I just kept saying, I climaxed, because it just was so funny since...
I just kind of made the mood better, because our mom was nervous to be on the podcast, and hearing her son say, I just climaxed, just kind of made the mood brighter.
Yeah, when I said that, her eyes brightened, and I could tell that she was getting more open.
Aww. I can't believe we had our first guest. And this is the fifth episode, guys. Thanks for sticking with us for 5 whole weeks.
I know, this is more than a month. This is a dedication, kinda.
I know, this is longer than it took Picasso to make the Monte Angelo.
What, is that real?
I actually don't know. I don't think so.
Wait, so who made Mona Lisa?
Oh my God. I should know. I know in the back of my mind somewhere, but it's kind of hidden by Lindsay Lohan's discography facts.
I know. That's what's so sad is that I feel like if I dug into my subconscious and stuff, I would actually know George Washington and stuff facts, but it's too clouded up with dumb stuff that I see on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Wait, you weren't even, were you going to say a tweet, but then you just cut it off?
Yeah, what I was going to say is those tweets that say the same thing and they just copy and paste it 20 times, but I couldn't think of a funny one. Don't have sex with a chair, 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 don't have sex with a chair.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Isn't it usually actually serious stuff though?
Yeah, it's usually serious stuff, but
people aren't defined by their weight. People are not defined by their weight. And it's yeah, we know, but they write it 5 times. They write it 10 times to get retweets, you know?
Oh yeah, and it's all in capitals.
I love it. I feel like Twitter, I think Twitter, people have said this, I'm not the first person to notice this, but everyone just tries to be woke on Twitter for attention, right?
Yeah, it seems like when you scroll through Twitter, some of the people I follow just tweet funny stuff, but then most of the people on Twitter are just you know, I don't know, because there's a woke that's okay, I get it. But then there's a woke what's okay, you're just I don't know if you're trying to be annoying or if I just find it annoying.
Oh yeah, obviously it's good when people use their platforms to talk about politics and tell people to vote, because when Taylor Swift did that, didn't it break down the website because so many people registered?
Oh yeah, yeah. So that wokeness, what Taylor Swift did isn't considered wokeness to me. So what I mean by wokeness is annoying people. But obviously that's not what woke is.
People who somehow they go to a buffet and then they tweet about how somehow the buffet was not inclusive to their personality type or something.
Oh yeah, the buffet only had beef and chicken and they didn't have shrimp or something.
Oh yeah, a lot of people like to get offended. I might try it out, that personality. I should do that for a video, trying to be offended by everything for a week. And maybe it'll stick.
What?
Maybe it'll actually stick and I'll just be one of those people 24/7.
Yeah. You should search Donald Trump on Twitter. And then when you see something even slightly offensive, or even search Hillary Clinton, and when you see something slightly offensive, just quote it and say something so...
Oh no, I feel like this...
attention-grabbing back.
These people don't even... I'm not even talking about politics. These people are just offended by everything. I'll just go to I'll go on a walk, just around my apartment, and I'll be offended because someone... I know, actually, I'm not even kidding. I actually remember vividly 2 weeks ago I was walking and this person's shirt said good vibes or bye-bye. And I was well, that's kind of offensive, because what if someone's just having a bad day? You know, you have to accept everyone in all their different forms.
Wait, did it say goodbye or goodbye? Or did it actually say bye-bye?
I think it said good vibes or bye-bye. And it's like, well, what if someone's having bad vibes because like they lost their aunt, Sarah?
Yeah, so that's why the whole concept of energy and vibes is so funny to me.
It is, you know, true, what I mean? Though, because like some people do just have like bad vibes, you know?
Yeah, like... And when you're in different places, it feels like there is different vibes, but I don't know if I just imagine it.
I wonder if that's actually true. Hopefully someday science finds out like what vibes, so they can actually like, they can scientifically say like, oh yeah, just so you know, like this part of Disneyland has bad vibes.
Yeah, don't go in this part. Okay, I have a good question. This doesn't have anything to do with like what this, I don't even know, but... Do you think that, so what is it called when, okay, so like if I'm throwing, in this scenario, I'm a football player, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so if I'm about to score a touchdown, but then someone says, he's going to for sure score the touchdown. Do you think it's going to, so like, so do you believe in jinx or whatever it's called?
What the fuck? Where is this going? You think you can jinx? Wait, what's this? If you're throwing a football and someone jinxes it, what?
Yeah, like, oh, if I'm uploading a video, then I say, this is going to get 100 million views. And then that's basically, since I said that, it's not going to happen. Or do you think the opposite?
I don't think that's true, but I can kind of see where people go when they're like, when someone's building something up and they're like, oh, don't talk about it because, you know, you just don't want to be stressed out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's
true. Do you actually believe in jinx? Like, is that an actual thing?
In one of my classes, I guess there was this game somewhere in this, there was this really good play. The reason why I said it, there was this really good player, I guess, and he always scores this 1 point. I don't know. But then the referee said, oh my gosh, he's guaranteed to get it. And then he didn't get the point. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I feel like I'm someone who jinx is actually real for me personally. Because like if someone builds me up, like I know I'll just feel too much pressure and just fail. You know what I mean? Like say for example, you're like at a show or something and someone's like, welcome to the stage, the best person in the world. And then they said my name. I would just for sure just like... ruin everything because like it would be so much pressure.
Oh yeah, yeah, I usually do get that, but
or you know how like when we're this actually happens because like you know how like if one of us says like a joke, like if I do a joke or like an impression of someone, then later in like a later date you say, oh Lucas, do that impression, I'll never do it because like it's just there's too much pressure.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like another example would be like when you're playing Shades and you don't want to walk up, or does that not have anything to do with what we're talking about?
Oh my God, can we talk about how, so last week I was back home in Nebraska and there was a moment where my whole family was together and like all of their, like some of our sisters have kids. So like there was just like nieces and nephews around, like it was a packed house. And somehow it got into a thing where like one of the nieces or nephews wanted to perform in front of everyone. And then they wanted everyone to participate. So they were like, okay, let's play a game where one of us goes up here and does something funny. Then if you laugh, you have to go up. But it was so funny watching all the adults in our family because like all the adults were way too awkward to go up there. But like all the kids were just going up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the weirdest thing is that like I feel so comfortable in front of my family, but in that scenario, when one of my like nieces asked me, like, do you want to come and act out something with me? And then I just had to say no because something about it felt so awkward.
I know, it was so awkward. Like, imagine having to go up there in front of the whole family and do this awkward, try to make everyone awkwardly laugh. And it was so awkward because you went up there if you laughed. So I was like trying so hard not to laugh. Like it was a life or death situation.
Yeah. Because if you laughed, it was like one of those games. So there's this weird thing where I can only, like it's easier for me to do stuff in front of people that I don't know than in front of people that I do know. So like with presentations or like trying to be funny, I guess.
Oh yeah. I think it's because your family knows you so well. So it's just awkward, you know?
Yeah.
You have to see them for the rest of your life, you know?
Yeah. So if you do something embarrassing and then like 30 years when you're cutting open the talkie, it's like, I remember when you
tried to be funny in front of everyone.
Yeah. But it's not like, yeah. That's
so. How has your life been? How's high school? Your last year of high school, what's it like?
It's my last year of high school. It's good. Let's be honest.
Is it horrible? Is it good? Is it just blah?
It's just like, I don't know. It's just like school. Like, it's not like horrible because I don't get like no one like yells at me or anything. I don't know. But
why would that ever happen?
Yeah, I don't know why that would happen. But like, it just is like school. But I feel like it was, yeah. I don't even know where this is going.
Wait, so what do you act like at school? Like, what's your personality?
Oh, just like, just picture me, but like, I'm just like, I just never attack and I just like smile the whole time.
Wait, you never talk at school?
No, I talk to people that I know, but for example, I would be in a class and I like know one person, but we aren't sitting by each other. Like that whole class, I'm never going to attack. You know what I mean? But I feel like,
Do you ever raise your hand when they ask questions?
Oh no. So, I just hide in my cubby hole. I'm trying to, there's not a cubby hole. No. So I'm just like really quiet at school and just like kind of awkward, to be honest.
Oh my God. I wish there was like a camera crew so I could witness it.
Yeah. Because it just is like, there's just like, I don't know. There's just like a vibe at school, but it's like, it's only at school because I can like go to Wamo and just yell. Like I'm fine with that. But something about school. But there's like this vibe at school where like you kind of feel like you like have to fit in.
You have to remember that motivational poster. In 30 years, will it matter what jeans you wore? What you did? It's something like this motivational poster. It says like in 30 years, it won't matter what tank top you wore, if your jeans were in style. All that will matter. No one will remember that. All people will remember is how you made them feel. So I guess people remember you as making them feel awkward, I guess. So that's good.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't like try to fit in like the motto of like clothing. I don't really care about, but like I wear skinny jeans, but that's what people will probably. Oh, that one. So like if I ever like do like, I don't know, if I'm ever on the news and something happens, they'll remember me as the kid that for some reason when I said hi to him, his face got beat ass red, right?
Does that actually happen?
No, it only happens like sometimes just because school is like an awkward place.
You're just walking around the hallway just sweating in skinny jeans like with the reddest tomato face.
No, but like, I feel like I've got so used to it that it like doesn't really, you know what I mean? It's just like I'm always like awkward at school, so like I've got used to it. But for like a normal person that's like vibrant at school, they'd be like, "Ew, what are you doing?"
Oh my God!
If they went into my body, Freaky Friday. There was this other time where it happened in one of my classes and in the bathroom. It's kind of like awkward saying this because I feel like they don't listen to the podcast. No one does at my school, probably. But first I tell the classroom story. It's just so funny. But there was this guy that I sit by, and then he would always just say like, "That's so gay," which like honestly doesn't offend me. Like he's probably not homo. He does. I don't know. But so like when he said that, like all the other people laughed. So I just fake laughed. You know, is that bad?
Oh my God, that's so awkward.
Yeah,
I guess
what can
you really do in that situation? Because either you just stay silent or you say, "Hey guys, gay doesn't mean stupid." Oh. And like, be like that woke person.
Yeah, but like,
so you just
if
have to pick,
I would, yeah,
what
yeah, like I could say gay doesn't mean stupid, but it's just like if I saw someone do that, I would cringe. So. Maybe that's just me following, though. I don't know.
Oh my God, sad that the Hillary Duff did all these commercials back in the day saying, "You guys, gay doesn't mean stupid. You can't say it." And I guess they didn't work because your generation still does it.
But then the funny part of the story was one day he said it and the teacher heard him. And then the teacher brought him outside and then when he came back in the classroom, he said what the teacher told him. But the teacher told him, oh, you can't really say that because that's so mean. And plus, there's like, you sit by gay people. So somehow the teacher knew that I was gay, or someone else in the class saw, probably, I don't know. But it was just so funny because when he it was just funny.
That's so awkward. Then did everyone look at you and your face was like beet red?
No, because she brought him outside. So it wasn't like,
oh,
yeah. So that was just like one of those awkward situations.
I remember in high school, one of my teachers said something was gay-tarded, which I've never heard that before. Gay.
Oh my,
so it's like, that was like a double offensive. Like, not
A
just
plus.
Not just saying something was gay. She said gay-tarded.
I mean, A plus for coming up with that, because
I don't know. So sad, because it was like, I loved, that was like one of my favorite teachers. But I mean, obviously she just wasn't informed and she just thought it was okay to say gay-tarded.
Yeah. And like, since we're on this topic, it actually like, so like when you're walking in the hallway at any high school, I bet you just hear like the most weird things. Like today after school, literally this happened like 40 minutes ago, like an hour ago, I mean. But I was walking out of school and then for some, well, like, I guess I could understand in a sense, like, yeah, I can understand it. But for some reason, all the straight guys are so scared of being gay. You know what I mean? Because in high school, obviously, if you're a straight guy and someone calls you gay, it's like, no, I'm not. You know what I mean? Yeah. But then someone said, like, I just overheard it, but they were chasing each other. And then one of the guys said, oh my gosh, you're so gay. Like, and then insult the name. I forgot what the name was. But then like, the other guy got so mad and said, I'm actually going to fight you. You can't call me that or something. But it wasn't in that voice. It was in like a mean voice. And then
oh my God.
It was just, I laughed out loud because situations like that are so funny.
Oh my God. High school is so awkward because everyone's just trying so hard to like not stand out.
Yeah. And there's just like, yeah, there's so many situations like that where, yeah, because like it's kind of like everyone thinks the same in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your school actually seems scary though, because like I went to a farm school, high school, so like it, honestly, like nothing scary ever happened. Like everyone was just like lived in the country or like near the country. A lot of people lived on farms, so like it just wasn't like a scary vibe. Like in my high school, I think I witnessed like one fight. But hearing about your school, it sounds like it's just like Mortal Kombat. Like there's fights. You showed. Our other little brother showed me videos. Like, there's videos passed around of people, like, getting beat up, like, scheduling fights. Like, they both want to, like, fight each other to see who wins.
Yeah, it, like, I don't know how frequent it happens, because, like, sometimes I hear about them, but sometimes I don't. But, like, just to tell you, like, one day I came back for lunch. Like, I was going home for lunch, and then I came back, and I walk in, and then I just hear, like, ah! And then all these, like, teacher administrators like are running towards like the lunch tables, and I guess there was a fight happening and someone got slammed to the ground or something.
Oh, that's that one our little brother Ethan told us about. Is that the one where someone got body slammed and then there's a rumor, but it's not confirmed, that they got taken out on a stretcher?
Yeah. So I didn't hear the stretcher part, but I guess that happened. Like, yeah, and it was just like I think it was my freshman year, I was walking to one of my classes and then I literally saw blood on the ground from I saw the fight and there was blood.
I'm like, what? This is scary. Yeah. I would so just be like living in constant fear going to that school.
I feel like if you're involved in it, that'd be so scary. Oh, yeah, I don't know how you get in.
Isn't it mostly like scheduled fights? Like, it's not like they just fight random people. Like, don't they like, isn't it like the fight? Because I remember Ethan said, oh yeah, there's the best fighter in the school. Like, it's like a competition.
Yeah. So like, if you were like getting fat one day, like chances are like a couple periods ahead or even a day before, you would know. So like, I feel, yeah.
Oh,
so
I thought you said getting fat, but now I realize you're like getting fat. I was like, getting fat?
Oh, yeah, getting fat.
I thought you meant if you're getting fat, you're going to get beat up. And I was like, what?
Fat people get beat up. That'd be so bad.
Oh my God.
At my school, that's a thing.
I'm
what
trying to
else?
Think of my high school. Like, I don't remember anything like that happening.
Wait, so was the fight between boys or girls?
The only fight I can ever remember was between two girls, and then there was a guy kind of involved, but he was gay, so like it was still probably not okay, but everyone just went with it.
Oh, just acting like it's okay since he's gay. Wait, but wasn't there like a bomb threat one time?
Oh, yeah. Like there was multiple bomb threats, but like those were just students. Like, remember they found out the student who did it, and it's so awkward because like he was just like a normal guy, but I guess he was just bored and like wanted out of school. So he wrote on the bathroom stall like, oh, yeah, a bomb's going off in 10 minutes.
Wait, couldn't he just skip?
I don't know, because remember, no one was scared, though, because remember, like, even when it happened, like, literally no one was scared. Like, everyone knew that it wasn't real. But the stupidest thing about, like, the school bomb threat was, is we had bomb threat, like, rehearsals, like, what do you call that when you, like, do it?
Oh,
a drill.
A drill.
So we had bomb threat drills, and we would, like, go say where we're going to go for when the bomb happens. And I was like, well, that's so dumb, because, like, now all the students know where we're going to go. So, like, why don't they just put it there?
Oh, yeah. I've thought about that. So, even for, when they have, if an intruder was in the building, they have drills. But I always wondered, like, what if the intruder went to the school? Because in most cases, it is. But I just try not to think about that.
That's so scary. At least it's your last year.
Yeah, true. So, yeah,
Oh, also, we should talk about how you skipped your senior homecoming. Like, rebel.
Oh, yeah. So I only went to one of my homecomings.
Really?
Yeah, because... What?
But you've already been to prom, right?
Oh, yeah. So, like, I've already had the whole high school experience. But, like, yeah. So I've been to both of them. But this year, I just... Because, actually, a lot of people... A lot of juniors and seniors weren't going.
Oh,
but
there
obviously was some. But there was like some that were going. So I just didn't want to go. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. So when you have gone to dances, do you like slow dance with people?
No. So when I went to homecoming last year, I just went with literally 12 people. And like they did play slow dance songs, but like most of the time it was just like rap or trap songs, you know, because you know how that music's so in.
Oh my god, I remember my one always had country music because like I said, I went to a country school.
Oh yeah. So wait, so did like people like actually, because though obviously is some people that slow dance, but like most of the people are just like dancing.
Literally just everyone at my high school slow danced. Like when a slow dance song came on, you just ask someone like, do you want to dance? And then you just dance. Like you wouldn't have to be like dating them. It was just like a fun thing.
Yeah. I don't think that happened, but I might. Yeah. Because they played like two slow songs and because they mostly wanted to just have like trap and rap, like I don't even know.
Oh yeah. My school. I remember the first time I ever slow danced was actually at the Halloween dance in eighth grade. It was, or maybe it was seventh grade. Cause it was like for all middle schoolers. And like it was so cute.
Was that the Halloween dance? In that one town. What's that?
Oh, Flat Center. Yeah.
Was it there?
Oh yeah, and I slow danced with my friend Abby. And like I remember, I was she asked me to dance, and then she taught me how to slow dance because I was like so awkward. But then it was just actually fun slow dancing because it was never like romantic.
Yeah. So is Abby the one that had a tie?
No, we weren't dating. It was just like she was my friend.
Oh, okay. That's okay. So,
oh, yeah, because that is a thing. I dated someone in fifth grade, a girl, and she wore a tie to the Christmas program. And then one of my friends said, oh my God, your girlfriend's wearing a tie. So then I dumped her. But like thinking about it now, like she was a gender role breaking queen. Like I should have supported that.
Yeah. So, so we could make like a whole entire podcast about the elementary school that we went to, because it was honestly like, it was a literal bomb.
Oh yeah, they've redone it all since. I'm so sad because I wanted to drive past it, but apparently they wrecked it down and like now it's a brand new, like new building. But yeah, it was pretty like run down. Like the ceiling was always leaking.
Yeah, it was so funny because like the first years that I went there, it was run down. But then I went in the new building for only 2 weeks and it was like, I think it was the same building, but they just built a nice building over it. I'm not even joking.
That makes no sense. What?
So, like, picture a trashy house, and then they just build bricks, fancy bricks around it, but it's the same house inside.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I think it was like that though. Yeah, but that, God. I don't know.
I remember when before I switched to that school, I went to a Catholic school because like my mom sent us all to Catholic school, but then we moved away. So we had to go to public school. And I remember I was kind of scared to go to public school because like for some reason, I don't know what it is, but I thought public school would be so rough. Cause like I just heard I remember hearing about public school when I was in private school, and they're like, yeah, there was a stabbing at the public middle school. So like, I just thought it was like crazy. Like, you remember the first scene of Mean Girls when she walks to the high school and like people are starting stuff on fire and like,
oh yeah,
that's what I thought it was going to be. And also because I only have been around Catholic people, this is so funny. The Catholic school didn't teach me this. I just, obviously this was my interpretation and as an 8-year-old, I remember thinking like, oh, it's sad that these people aren't like Catholic because like they're all going to go to hell. I don't know. It's so funny. An 8-year-old, that's how I interpreted it. I'm like, I guess they're all not going to go to heaven because they aren't Catholic.
That's so funny. Like, because in your head, you thought like they were all just like literally going the bad route. And you were like,
I literally was like 8 years old. But that's so funny. I remember when I went to a public school, I realized it was the same. But I honestly thought I'd go to public school and everyone would be cussing and just like so sinful.
Oh yeah, because I didn't ever go to that Catholic school, but it's like when I was in, so like when I moved from my bound school in Nebraska to an actual school,
like the bound school is just fake.
I know, but when I moved to the school, I'm in California. I actually thought it was gonna, like, people were gonna be like morals and stuff were gonna be in the loose, but it wasn't like that.
Oh my God, yeah, no, literally. But anyway, okay. the audio cut off, and that's why that was an awkward transition.
Yeah.
Did you see on the news today what happened?
What?
Look at me trying to make this natural.
Wait, what happened?
I saw this thing on Twitter that someone who was on Wife Swap, like, I don't know what episode it was, but he ended up killing his mom and stuff. And he killed his whole entire family, and the family was on Wife Swap.
Wait, they were filming it, and then they killed it?
Oh,
while
no,
they were
like, they were on it in the past. It wasn't during an episode. Although, that would have made a really good episode, not to be offensive.
Wait, so he killed his mom? Or what happened?
I didn't actually read the article, not to be one of those people, but I am. But I saw it on Twitter literally right when I woke up. This is why you shouldn't go on Twitter when you wake up. But like within 10 seconds of waking up, I see on Twitter, guy, family on Wife Swap, all dead after son kills them. And I was like, oh, all right, today's going to be good. That's a good way to start the day.
Okay, like what? Like, how does this happen? Like,
What were you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, so this sounds like psycho of me, but like, how did he do that in like enough time that someone doesn't call the cops? Like, I wonder how that, but that's kind of psycho to think like that, but I wonder how it went down.
I mean, I don't know. That's so scary. That is so terrifying. Like, imagine having a kid and then like they just kill you.
I know that's what's like kind of like weird about kids is that like you have a kid, but like you never know. Like, what if they... like, what if they like turn against you, like not even kill you, but they're just like, they just are so mean. And it's like, I raised you, but yeah.
Have you seen the movie The Orphan, the horror movie?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that where like she drowns him in a lake?
Yeah. One of the girls from Shark Boy and Lava Girl, I'm pretty sure one of them's in it.
Tino,
I know, not him, but like someone else from Shark Boy and Lava Girl, I think. But yeah, that movie, like, imagine, wonder if that like turned off people who were like, oh, maybe we should adopt. And like, they're like, oh, never mind. Like, this family adopts a kid and then it just kills them all.
Yeah, because didn't it, they like when she was a baby, she was so sweet. And then she turns into like a psycho or whatever.
Yeah, I don't even really remember. I think she was just like a demon.
That actually was creepy because it did put in like even in my mind to like never get an orphanage child. But
we exist because of an orphan, because like our grandma, it was an orphan.
Oh yeah, so orphanage is still a thing. I've heard that they aren't anymore, but is that alive?
I don't think in the U.S. as much, but in other countries, but there's still like kids who need to be adopted in the U.S. I don't really understand, but yeah, there isn't. I think back when grandma was an orphan, like it literally was just like an orphanage full of babies, but now that obviously doesn't exist, I don't think.
Yeah, like, was it different? And you could just have a kid, and if you didn't want it, but now it's like you have to sign a bunch of papers or something. I'm just guessing. No, I don't know.
But yeah, that made me think, do you even remember this, that our family at one time tried to be on Wife Swap?
Wait, so, okay, so I've heard you guys talk about it, but so what's the story?
So basically, this just proves that I've been an attention whore since day one. Like this, I'm the one who wanted to do it. Like I watched Wife Swap, and then literally at the end it said like, do you want your family to be on Wife Swap? And I was like, oh my God, yes. Like this is our chance for fame and fortune. So then like I told mom that I wanted to be on it. And then our whole family was actually kind of okay with it. And we literally made like a whole audition tape and sent it in, and they like contacted us and everything.
Wait, so after they contacted you, why did you say no? Or
we have to find that audition tape, by the way, because I know it had like some, it like wasn't woke by any, I think there was like offensive things said, like it was bad.
Oh my, wait, I want to find that.
I don't think we have it because like it was so long ago, but like someone at ABC or one of those channels, it's TLC. Somewhere in a dumpster.
So once they contacted you, did they say like, we liked it? And like, did you guys just not want to do it?
I think they
anymore?
Were just like, oh my God, like a family of 8 kids and like, they're all crazy. Like they were like, hell yes. Like, let's do this. But they think that they weren't casting for Wife Swap. They were like, we don't want you for Wife Swap per se, but like we have this other show where like you go with they something to do with a vacation. Then mom just cut it off because we started to all think about it. And like when I was the one who suggested it to my family, and I would think I was only like 11, but then my older sister started watching Wife Swap, and they were like, oh my God, we are not going on this. Because on Wife Swap, it's literally the same formula every time. Rich family, they're like so classy, treat their kids right. And then they swap families with like a more like not rich family who just like is all like the kids are all over the place, like no rules. And we were like, we're probably going to be portrayed as the white trash family. So we didn't do it.
Oh yeah, because like you guys, yeah, I'm saying yeah a lot, but there was like a memory of like of you guys saying that if we went on it, we'd be like the white trash family. But actually, they're like, so it was so funny like thinking about our house in that town because there was like bikes all over the yard.
Oh my God, this is so funny. I'm not even kidding. Literally earlier this morning, I went on Google Maps to look at that house.
Wait, just for funsies?
Yeah, because I was watching this YouTube video and this person was like, yeah, whenever I'm bored, I look at my childhood home. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot like Google Maps, like you can do that. And I actually looked at it and it was so weird like seeing the whole neighborhood because like there's like literally you just forget about everything, but like everything just came back.
It was a time of wondering. But
I know, we actually have to go back to that town and visit it all.
Yeah, would it? It would be crazy walking in. Obviously, we won't be able to do this, chances are. But walking into the house would be so weird. I wonder if they made it different or like...
I know. Like, I wish it wasn't creepy to just be like, hey, we used to live here. Like, can we literally go through the whole entire house? But like, obviously, that's just kind of rude, you know?
Yeah. But there was like... So like, that town had like so many weird things about it. Because like, I remember when we were moving, there was like murderers all the time. But that was
there
when
were
we
murderers?
Were movies. Not murderers, just deaths.
Oh my God. I do remember there was like a drive-by moment.
Yeah.
And then there was a time when like there was like a robber, like there was one group of people who did like a string of robberies all in one morning. And I remember someone in my class, like their brother was home because he was like out of high school. And he like got tied up while they robbed the house. This podcast is like depressing.
Wait, so it's turning. There was a bling ring of a small town in Nebraska.
They didn't like hurt anyone, luckily. They just tied him up because they were like, oh, like we're going to tie you up while we rob your house. Like they didn't hurt him or anything. But they caught them literally later that day.
Oh, yeah, because I think I was like in third grade or something. And then, yeah, there was like this robber on the loose. And now thinking about it, it was the bling ring of Nebraska.
Literal effingly.
Except they didn't rob Paris Hilton's house. Instead of like robbing like 5 Chanel bags, it was more of like, I'm going to rob like this expensive pizza oven that they have. You know what I mean?
Literally. Have you ever gotten robbed? Have you ever been involved in a robbing situation?
No, the only creepy thing is like, there's been people like banging on the door. Like, no, like not
what?
Banging. No, like in the house that I used to, like there was just like sometimes like someone would bang on the window or something.
Wait.
That only happened once. Wait,
in Lincoln?
No, in the house that you lived in too.
Oh, is it the one that, is that where, that was that one night when all of us were awake looking for something to watch and then someone banged on the back window?
Yeah, but it might have been on Neighbor, so I might be over.
I think that was like one of the neighborhood kids, so it wasn't as scary, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was, a, like, not to get so creepy in this podcast, but there's also been scenarios where, like there was a car driving so slow in front of the house, but then after, that this only happened once, but I was home alone and I was so scared. It was like 2 years ago and I was just in my bedroom and there was this car that was like literally basically parked in front of the house, like, but
oh my God.
They were in the middle of the road though, and I swear I saw them take pictures, but I don't know if they actually
what the fuck.
Yeah, I was so scared.
That is so scary. That reminds me for some reason of when we lived in our old house, that house I looked at Google Maps. I don't know, did we already talk about this on the podcast? I don't think we did, but when that giant RV came pulling up and this like whole family was in there, and this was after I did Fred, and like this little girl like wanted to interview me, and dad was just like, dad was totally okay with it. He was like, yeah, get up, Lucas, like, do an interview.
We actually did already talk about that, but but like that thing is so funny because I feel like that's like so dangerous if you think about it.
Well, nowadays I feel like when YouTubers, like, people come to their house, like, it's like so serious and they're like, please, like, don't ever come to our house, like, that's not appropriate. But like back then, like, we were just like, oh, okay, come in.
Yeah, and what you want to, like, the first YouTubers, I guess, so like it was, yeah, different, I guess.
Literally effingly.
So you could have got,
when I used to have a house in Nebraska, I don't anymore, but when I did, my house got like ding dong ditched multiple times. And we have, this is the thing about having cameras on your house, like, it's just creepy because you see like these creepy things. Like, even before the ding dong ditch, like, the cameras picked up like this car pulling into our driveway at 3 a.m. and before they pulled into our driveway, they turned the lights off and they just sat in the driveway for like 20 minutes and then pulled out. Like, obviously that's creepy as fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah, wait, so what happened to that car? They just never come
like
again?
Like, nothing ever happened, so I don't know what that was. But then we were on vacation with my whole family, like, for this family thing or whatever. We were visiting my grandparents. And while we were on vacation, we saw on our cameras that someone kept ding-dong ditching our house. And they came, like, three times in one night. And then we had an Amazon package, and they literally went through the whole entire Amazon package. But it was just life jacket, so they left it.
Yeah, and then once we came back, there was somehow me, you, and Ethan caught them, and didn't we like yell at them and chase them?
Oh yeah, like, it became a thing where like they were doing it every single night. Like, we were on vacation for like 4 days or something, and every single night we're on vacation, they ding dong ditched. And when we came back, we were like, maybe they're done, but they did it that night. So then we actually hired a security person.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, we hired a security person, and they had like, I don't know, they had some sort of license where like they have the right to like tackle someone if they're on your property and then like put them up for a citizen's arrest or something. Like, they're allowed to, like, basically they're allowed to trap a human and then wait for the cops to come, which sounds so creepy, but I think that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was so annoying because, remember, then they didn't come that night. They didn't come the night when we had the security guard.
Oh, yeah, because, like, he was waiting outside. And didn't you guys get him for two nights? Or is that?
I don't remember what it exactly was, but we had the security guard, and annoyingly, they didn't come while he was there, so he couldn't, like, tackle them to the ground and get them arrested for trespassing. But
because
then,
I was kind of excited for that. I know, that sounds so funny to watch.
I know, because the thing about it was also, like, we weren't very scared because, like, from the camera, you could clearly tell it was, like, a 16-year-old, but, like, obviously, it's still annoying, like, I understand, like, ding-dong ditching to an extent because, like, oh, ding-dong ditch. But, like, they were actually, like, going through our packages and, like, doing it every single night. Like, that's to the point where, like, okay, you're, like, you're so annoying.
Yeah, yeah. I actually get it if someone ding-dong ditches, like, once or twice. But then when it's, like, more, like, even if they didn't go through the packages, it's, like, what? Like, if they keep on doing it.
Yeah, so basically, like, we were annoyed. So then me, Jacob, and Ethan, my other little brother, were at... You were staying at my house because, like, the main house was, like, the floors were being redone or something. I don't know. But yeah. They came, and we were, like, all so ready because we knew exactly when they come because they came every single night at the exact same time. So we were all ready, and when they came, we literally chased them down the street. And, like, we were screaming at them. Like, I don't know what came over us.
Yeah, like, for some reason, there was just, like, I don't know if it was angle or what, or if we just wanted to teach them a lesson, but you were videotaping it. And I remember, like once we got back in the house, like 10 minutes later, and like we got over the situation, it was so funny watching the videos because we tried to seem scary, but like, well, like I think I said like, don't do this, but like you could just tell that.
Yeah, I know. Like, it was just so pathetic because like when we were doing it, we thought we were so tough, but then I had it all on video and listening back, like we just sounded literally like so pathetic. And it was so funny because I was trying to videotape them to get their license plate, but I literally didn't have their license plate, but I still screamed, I have your license plate and I'm calling the police.
That was the funniest part. I forgot about that because you didn't even have it, but they probably didn't even hear it, but that's so funny that like you like that happened.
But it worked because remember they didn't come again.
Oh yeah, so three guys chasing them walked somehow.
You guys, I found the video. We took a break and I found the video, so I'm gonna play it all for you. I realize I only it's a 6 second video, but it's the very end of when they're swerving off. Just take a good listen.
Got the license plate.
Got you.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, that honestly is so pathetic. So like,
wait, we have to listen to it again. Just listen. My favorite part is like me saying, and I'm trying to sound tough, and then Jacob says, "Got you." And like this funny thing is we didn't have their license plate. So just listen to it again.
Got the license plate.
Got you.
I think out of the two of us, I was 100% more cringy because I literally just said what you said, but in a simpler form, got you. What is that? Like, that can mean so many things.
It's just so funny because like for some reason I felt like such a badass chasing after them with the flash on and then just pretending I had their license plate. And then could you also hear the skid in the video, like them skidding off?
Oh yeah, so that did scare them then because it probably did scare them when like they saw the flash and they were like, is there gonna video?
I know, and it would have been sad because like this is the pathetic thing about me is like I would have actually felt bad like getting the police involved because they're just stupid kids, you know what I mean? I don't want to like actually like give them like something on their record or something.
Oh yeah,
at the same time it's like why are you being fucking annoying? So like it's a hard thing to deal with.
Yeah, that is a thing because. Okay, I don't think we've talked about this. When the telemarketer called and we actually both got mad.
Wait, I think we did talk about this, did we? Just say it again, it's fine.
Yeah, so this person called Lucas and tried to like get his credit card information. It happened like 3 days in a row. Well, I don't know. But the one time we were driving around because someone was at Lucas's apartment doing something and we were bored. And then when the person called in like the routine that he did, we answered it and just started like actually being, it wasn't mean, but like we were telling him, get another job. Like, this is pathetic.
We just said like, why are you stealing people's money? Like, this isn't okay. Like, you shouldn't be scamming people and all this stuff.
But then after that, we came to the realization that like, what if that was the only way to make money for him? And then like, I felt bad.
That's literally the exact same situation. Like, we started out so badass saying, you're scamming everyone. Stop stealing everyone's money. Like, this is pathetic. And then right when we hung up, we were like, oh my God, we feel so bad. Like, I almost wanted to like call him back and be like, we're so sorry. Like, we understand like this. Maybe this is the only way you can make money.
Oh yeah. It's just so funny. Cause like that being like, oh, and then like what I'm trying to say is that after that, didn't we say what was it? Like we made up like a thing, like those cheesy sayings, you know? Like,
oh yeah, because that literally proved the whole thing, like being mean to or whatever it is, getting back at someone by being mean isn't gonna make you feel better because it literally didn't. We actually felt bad.
Yeah, so it just proved the concept. And then ever since then, it will happen again. Well, like I like someone annoying and then I like kind of get mad and then I'm like, wait, should I? Should I? Well, what is that?
We should just end the podcast on that note. Just know if you're doing something out of revenge, it might not make you feel better.
Yeah,
At the end of the day, though, like if you're scamming someone and trying to get like those people are their main target is scamming old people who don't understand it's fake. So like really, they deserve to be yelled at.
Wait, I have to say something really funny about these people that are trying to scam people. One more thing that happened today when I came home for lunch. Mom was sitting on the couch and she told me, she like tried to fool me, but she said, yeah, someone called dad and his warrant is out for his arrest in Texas or something. But like, then she told me that it was just like one of those people trying, because I guess they do that too, where they try to act like something bad's happening in your life.
That is so shitty. Like, at the end of the day, we should have yelled at them more because like they prey on old people who don't understand.
Yeah, because maybe if our dad wasn't married to our mom, he might have actually believed
it. And my poor grandma's called me multiple times because, like, on her computer, like, some lady will pop up and be like, hey, I work for Apple. I'm just popping on your computer to let you know you have a virus. Just confirm your credit card info and we can get this taken care of. And, like, my grandma almost got taken advantage of.
Yeah, that actually is. Because there's so many situations where it's, like, actually shitty.
Yeah, so
they need the retirement money. They
fuck
need
them.
The rich-
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's this episode of Bros Before Hoes. Sorry it was a little scattered, but we just wanted to try a good old conversation format with literally no format.
Yeah, I'm scared for what the title is going to be. Boggly/Jacob Skipped Homecoming.
How our family was almost reality stars? I don't know. We'll think of something.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. On that note, treat others how you want to be treated, princesses out there. And
it's psychologically proven that if you subscribe to this podcast and give it 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening to, it really helps your how you feel. So do that.
Yeah. So we already said that Oprah is an ambassador for this podcast. But you will never guess who also emailed us and showed us that they loved it. You can say it, Lucas.
Oh shit, Ellen DeGeneres.
The piano gay guy on High School Musical, Blonde Hair, switched up.
Lucas Gabriel.
Yeah, Lucas Gabriel. So thank you to him. We wanted to thank him.
Also, you can email us at lucasjacobpodcast@gmail.com and let us know topics or tell us a story, ask us something you want our advice on, because like we're really good at helping people with their lives.
Oh, yeah. And also tell us which ones you like the best. Like,
do you have any awkward dance stories at your school dance? Has your family been robbed?
Any humping stories at the school dance? But that happens. I think it does.
Has your family ever wanted so much attention that they tried to be on a wife swap show? Let us know.
Okay. Don't even try to say that. You should rephrase that and say, have you ever had attention that you're going to sell your family away to TLC?
I know. Literally, I almost ruined my whole entire family's life at 11 years old. Thank God my family stepped in.
Okay. Well,
bye.
Bye.
Bye, Hope.